Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Jesus has been betrayed. Judas, one of his 12 disciples, who has walked with Jesus for 3 years, has betrayed him. He's left Jesus, turned away from him, and turned to Satan. Judas has walked away from Jesus, who has welcomed him into his family. He's walked away and procured a band of soldiers and officers from the chief priests, who are armed and ready to fight to arrest Jesus at all costs. They bring lanterns and torches in the dark of night, looking for the light of the world. They bring swords and clubs to arrest the Prince of Peace. But instead of making them chase after him, Jesus offers himself. He doesn't hide himself or run away, but he gives himself freely. With the horrific knowledge of all that is to come and the anguish of betrayal, Jesus willingly offers himself. Jesus, who is determined to show the full extent of his love, gives himself as a ransom. When Jesus asks for the second time who it is they seek, the armed group responds, "Jesus of Nazareth." And in what must have been a terrifying moment for his disciples, Jesus shows his love for them, and he takes them out of danger, saying, "If you seek me, let these men go." In this moment, as his last hours are upon him, as his horrendous torture and execution are mere hours away, Jesus shows his love and his tender care and his devotion to his disciples. In their moment of fear and uncertainty, Jesus gives himself. Even in this dark hour, Jesus protects and saves. But Peter, being Peter, isn't quite sure. So he draws a sword and strikes the ear of the high priest's servant. In the dark of night, when things aren't clear, when fear is overwhelming, it can be so challenging to trust in God's protective love, to trust that God is in control. It can be so hard to see in the middle of such helplessness and violence and suffering and sin, in the middle of betrayal and backstabbing, in times of death and loss. It can be hard to see that Jesus is in control. And today we sit in that darkness. In this time between the feast Jesus has shared with his disciples and his crucifixion. And it can feel helpless to see Jesus taken away to his death. Of course, it's not nearly as helpless for us today as it was for his disciples, because we know the rest of the story. But can you imagine in this moment, as one of the disciples, Jesus, the man you have been following for years, who you've been learning from, who you have been devoted to, is taken away from you. The man who you thought was your savior is betrayed by one of your own. And in the dark of night, he's arrested by armed soldiers and religious police, taken away to be tortured and murdered. The one who came to free the oppressed, to loose the bonds of wickedness, is bound in shackles and taken away.